something like that. What do you call bread that's made with white flour and it's in loaves?
We call it loaf bread.
Okay. And what about a round, flat pastry about that big with a hole in the middle?
What you going to think, Jim? Well, you've seen them. Wait a minute. What them thing your brought from school? Cook them. You know what you buy at school, like Dick?
I'll tell you what.
Heard you ever call it a donut or a
cookie? Donut, why certainly. That's what he bought from school, yeah.
Okay, are they made out of baking powder or yeast?
Sure.
Yeast is in loaf bread, you know, to make it right.
Ah. Okay, what about a round flat cakes that you cook in a skillet and eat them with syrup?
Okay.
Do you ever call them pancakes or flapjacks?
Well, pancakes, Jenna had them on Sunday. They fried. Well, whole cake's fried, but pancake is thin. I ain't as big as a whole cake.
Oh, how big's a whole cake?
Oh, fill up your frying pan.
Oh.
But these here, you what you're talking about like that.
Uh-huh.
You mix up the flour and just put a spoonful in.
Yeah.
Pancake. But a whole cake is less about as big as your pan. You just spread it all over the pan.
Guess I've never made any of those.
Well, that's good, I'm telling you. You fry them, you know?
Uh-huh.
A whole cake's good.
I believe you. What do you call meat from the side of a hog, but salted but not smoked?
Side meat.
Okay. And what about pressed meatloaf made out of the hog jowl, the hog's head?
Pause it. Wait a minute. Souse.
Okay. And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed is all I know.
Okay. Is it the same thing for a peach?
Yes, ma'am. Well, now, some of them call it a kim, but I always say the seed.
Okay. And what about a peach that's meat sticks to the seed?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Would you ever call it a clingstone or a plum peach?
Well, it's a claystone peach. It's a butter peach. But I believe that claystone is one where it sticks.
Okay. And the Alberta doesn't stick?
No, I guarantee you that.
Okay, what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
I don't know. Snap beans. They got, well, I mean, wait a minute. That's one, a snap bean you don't have to shell. You eat whole and all. That's what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's snap bean.
Is that the same as a string bean?
That's right. Uh-huh. Snap bean, string bean, same thing. Little different.
What about beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter bean.
Okay, what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Say it.
And what about corn that's just put in the pot and boiled and then eaten with your hands?
Roasted.
And what do you call a little animal that looks pretty much like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel?
A flying squirrel is smaller than a squirrel.
What about a chipmunk or a grinny or a ground squirrel?
Well, see, if they're around here, I don't know. I don't know what a chipmunk is.
Okay. And what about an animal that's black and has a white stripe down the back?
You know what that is, don't you? No, polecat. We call it polecat.